It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, well, well. I think this is going to be one of the last times I give the update on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
What? No!
Because there's nothing to report other than they like each other and they're going on dates. What do you want at this point?
They are smitten.
It's the same thing. I can tell you over, they went to SNL together. She made a surprise appearance and all she did was introduce Ice Spice, the musical guest.
Didn't they both make little surprise cameos?
Who?
Travis and...
Well, he was with her, yes.
Oh, he was just there.
He was there.
Oh, I didn't see it. I just heard.
Yeah, but nobody knew that she was going to come on for 3 seconds ago. And now, Ice Spice. That was the entire moment on
Thank
SNL.
Thank you, bye.
That was it. And then her and Travis left hand in hand now. They're holding hands.
Ooh.
Not even a question. And they went to dinner together. So at this point, I feel like unless you want me to report every third day that they went on a date and held hands, we're kind of at the same place.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay.
Travis and Taylor sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. They are real. This is happening.
I'm kind of here for it.
I'm totally here for it. People seem to say nothing but good things about him. They say nothing but good things about her. I'm for it, man.
I want to see them grow old together.
Well, now you're getting pushing it. Now, relax, okay?
I said what I said.
Just relax. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning!
Woo-wee!
It's Monday morning, everybody. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Weba.
I feel like it's the first Monday of the season where I've just accepted it's cold, I may need a coat, and it's just fall. We're here. I'm okay with that.
I woke up with the same sensations. Yeah. I went, yeah, it's sweater weather. Yep. I don't care what the temperature is.
Yeah, I was putting laundry away last night going, all of the summer stuff, just go to the back. You're done. You're done. You don't even need to be hung up at this point.
Into the rafters you go.
Hello, hoodies. Hello, sweatpants.
Sweater weather.
And sweater weather means sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Well, I can't wait to hear how your weekend went because I had an interesting one. I had things planned and then everything kind of got changed and moved around and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, I did get to see you real quick over the weekend.
I saw you. We're going to talk about it next. Let's play a song and then we'll talk about something cool you did this weekend. Why DZ and I saw each other.
Mm-hmm.
What I canceled and did it instead. And you were very busy, so I can't wait to hear about it.
Too busy.
Well, here's a little old school JT. Yes, I said old school. It's 15 years old, this song. Summer Love, Kiss FM. Good morning. Happy Monday.
103.7 Kiss FM. I totally forgot. We have Jonas Brothers tickets today.
I know you didn't.
I mean, I didn't forget. I forgot to mention
okay, I was going to say, I know you did not.
I did it. 7:45. We've got those. And online on our website, we've got Adam Sandler tickets up for grabs because he's going to be at Fiserv next month on November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to 1037kissfm.com, you can win tickets to see Adam Sandler as well.
Big ticket items all over the place.
Okay, so it was the weekend. I like to say this was the first weekend I embraced fall and just accepted it's going to be cold and we got to come up with different activities or get a coat.
Yep.
One or the other.
I noticed all the leaves on the ground already and I went, when did that happen?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for real. It was an expressive weekend, to say the least.
Saturday sucked because it rained,
mm-hmm.
but I did see you at the Taylor Swift movie premiere.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Well, our listeners got to go see the Eras movie. My kids asked me what that is. I go, it's the literal concert.
Yeah.
It is the Taylor Swift concert on the movie screen.
They're like, but what's Eras? I was like, well, the different eras of her life.
It's her different albums.
Yeah, her experience as an artiste.
You can dress up as the different eras and all that she's got.
We got to exchange friendship can't say it. Friendship bracelets. Mm-hmm. Why they make that word so hard?
I don't know. But friendship bracelets are awesome.
Those are fun.
My kids are still wearing theirs. They showered with them on and everything.
I gave all mine away. That's too funny, though.
But then otherwise, I just had a great weekend because I did stuff around the house. I was super productive. I got a new garbage disposal and I got my new shower head. Ooh. And my shower this morning, it was like a game changer having a new shower head.
Really?
Oh, man. You I felt like I was at the spa. I went, I should have changed this years ago.
When you change something and go, what was I doing?
The water pressure was better. The experience, everything. I thought, how stupid. I've been living with a shower head that's shooting water everywhere.
Oh, that sucks.
It was $20.
Really?
$20 to get a new shower head.
$20 in 20 minutes.
$19.99 at Menards. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, stupid. I didn't do this sooner. Tell me something cool you did this weekend.
Well, gee, we took Sammy over to Fiserv on Saturday afternoon because Ringling Brothers was in town.
I saw you guys were at the circus.
Yeah, man. Little man got to get all the oohs and ahs about his system and watch people tightrope, high flyers, crazy balancing act. There was some dude riding a unicycle like 40 feet in the air.
Mm.
I don't know where you get a 40 foot tall unicycle, but salute to y'all. It was fun.
Are you having the moments, these, or is it just Aaron, the emotional moments where you realize your time with Sammy alone's almost up?
What do you mean?
I mean, right before Hudson was born, I started freaking out and going, I got to do as much as I can alone with Owen because he's not going to be the only kid after this. There's going to be two. All the attention's going to be different. The family dynamic's going to be different. We're not going to be able to go to Fiserv and both focus on Sammy.
Oh my gosh.
One of us is going to have a baby every time now.
No, I hadn't had that existential crisis until just now.
Sorry.
Thanks, Allie.
Sorry.
Appreciate that.
That must be a mom thing.
I got to go get my kid. I got to go hug my son before the other son gets here.
I have this like vivid memory of like the month before Hudson came being like, I got to do everything I can with Owen because he's not going to be alone anymore.
I hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if my wife has. We hadn't had that conversation of like, this is the last little bits of us being a family of three. Oh.
When I saw you with Sammy at the circus, that's what I thought about. I thought,
really?
Oh, this is going to be different in a month.
You're
never going to have this time with Sammy alone.
In a month, there's going to be one in each arm.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lanta.
It's going to be a totally different experience.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that more
now.
On the show.
Sorry. I'm sweating now.
Ryan is in Calabama. You know what? I'm sorry I'm making you sweat, but these are real thoughts we need to discuss.
I appreciate you bringing them to me now rather than the day comes and I go, oh!
And maybe I was stressed about it because I was a single mom at that point. So I knew my time was going to be split where you and Aaron can just conquer and divide.
You take one, I'll take the other.
Exactly.
Ready, team break.
Exactly. Ryan's in Calabama. Well, you can tell everybody. Ryan, good morning.
Happy Monday.
Hey, you.
Happy Monday. Thanks for waiting.
Not a problem. Easy. You ain't got nothing to sweat about two kids. You'll split it up. It'll come out equal. You'll be all right.
All right. Well, when we ask you to babysit, just be ready.
Maybe it was the single mom in me that was stressed about going down to two.
So.
But it changes everything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to the circus now with a baby and Sammy and have the same experience. It's going to be totally different.
Well, even with two parents, like, you do not have split attention.
Yes.
There isn't, you take him, I'm going to go use the bathroom. It's no. Somebody got
those days are over. Get me that. I hope you enjoyed it while it lasted, my friend.
I don't know if we got the chance.
Ryan, what'd you do this weekend?
So you promoted them China lights. So instead of my aunt buying my son a gift, she buys him experiences.
Aww.
So we went out for that with the family.
Did you like it? It's at the Botanical Gardens in Hales
that
Corners.
That was awesome.
I thought it was
so
cool, so
much
too.
Fun watching the little guy do the light up teeter-totters.
Yep.
Going in the huge light up dome, jumping from stepping stone to stepping stone that lights up.
It's very immersive.
Well, now I got FOMO.
Dude, it was awesome.
Well, it's still open. Awesome. We just looked. It's open through the 29th, DZ, so you can still go.
They extended it. Let's go.
It's so good.
You gotta go at like 5:30, 6 o'clock because it starts to get dark. You'll get in there and you'll get both experiences for when it gets dark and when it's like daylight.
Very smart. That's one more thing we gotta do with Sammy before the next baby now that I'm worried about
China
it. China lights. Next on the list.
China lights. Hit it on the list.
Immediately go.
I gotta go right now, y'all.
Ready, break. All right, we're gonna talk to everybody else and find out something cool they did this weekend. Talk to you later, Ryan. I'm glad you liked China lights. It really was really neat. And that was my first year going too. So
bet.
We will talk to you next and make sure you dial 1-414.
It's important.
It's important. Oh, me and my kids were singing that song to the point where we Googled the lyrics because we wanted to make sure we were saying the right thing.
Y'all wanted to be jamming appropriately.
We were doing that thing where we'd go, tell him I'm next. Tell him I'm. I was like, let's look up the lyrics.
What y'all could have made a TikTok.
We could have because we were singing it all weekend.
Little choreography. Tell him I'm next.
Tell him I'm next. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Talking about something cool you did this weekend. DZ went to the circus at Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
I got some work done around my house. New shower head changed my life. Don't get any weird thoughts, you weirdos. And a new garbage disposal. Ryan in Calabama called in. He went to China Lights at the Botanical Gardens.
Fire.
Let's go to Saucy Sandra and find out what she did this morning.
I'm different. Yeah.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Saucy.
Listen.
Yes.
What'd you
do? I can just imagine you guys jamming out to that song and dancing to that song in the studio.
Every time.
It's so funny. Every single time.
How can you not dance when you hear that song?
True story.
Oh,
if you don't dance when you hear that, I don't trust you.
Listen up. You're my little boo thing. What'd you do this weekend?
Talk to us, Saucy.
I had fun on Sunday at the Suicide Out of the Darkness Walk.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I'm glad you brought that up.
Nice.
That was yesterday.
Yes.
How was the walk down by the
regular degulars? We raised $250.
Good for
Woo-woo.
You.
It was a good time. It was nice. It was not too rainy. It was a little bit cold, but by the end, we were stripping our clothes off. It was hot.
Yeah, it was great weather yesterday. No, it turned out to be a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day.
Fantastic.
For the walk, and I'm glad
Most
you did
definitely.
That because I got a chance to talk to Gina before she went down there. She is the Wisconsin director.
Yep.
And I'm glad it went really good because suicide is something we need to talk about and not be afraid of saying because it's got a stigma. So I will say it over and over.
Suicide.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
Sandra,
yep.
Thank you guys and thank the regulars for all going down there and raising that money. That's great.
Yes.
Mental
thank
health.
Thank you.
Mental
you guys have
awareness.
A great day.
You too, girlfriend.
Bye.
Gail is in Jackson this morning. Let's go to Gail. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. I didn't do it as exciting as Gina did, but we went out, had a really romantic dinner. But it was kind of funny. I was able to talk Mike into going, my fiance into going to Timmer's. He wanted to go, but we went a little earlier so he could watch some of the Wisconsin Badger game. Unfortunately, they didn't do well. But
Well, yeah. It was a good game, though. It was a good game.
You know what? You were not alone going to a bar to watch the Badger game. That was a very popular activity this weekend, girlfriend.
Yeah. The middle of a fancy dinner, too, at that.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm looking at Timmer's. I've never been there. Okay, now up in West Bend, huh?
Yes. It's right on Big Cedar Lake. It's beautiful. And that was some of the reason why we wanted to go there, because they treat you so well there. And
it's Wisconsin.
It's
Gail.
It's Midwest nice. But she had a romantic dinner and a little bit of the Badgers game.
Thanks for calling, Gail.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Somebody texted in and said, I closed up my camper for the season.
No.
Somebody else said that the Socala food truck park, they went to the sneaker pop-up yesterday.
I ain't gonna lie. I forgot. Me and Aaron went and got some food at Zocalo's yesterday.
And you forgot the sneaker pop-up was happening?
I didn't even know. Tell me why I saw GA there. D-double-E, baby.
Don't forget
the A.
Was he DJing?
He was DJing. Yeah. He was doing his thing. I was like, wow, shoes and food. Two of my favorite things.
Exactly. Somebody else texted in that their brother-in-law finally butchered the goat he promised them 5 years ago.
Ryan from Calabama?
No, somebody else. Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg, see what she was up to.
Who in the world? Girls. Who in the world?
Lori!
Morning. I have to laugh because the last caller is my coworker.
What? Well, did you go to Timmer's and watch the game?
Were you at the romantic dinner?
You know, it's not only Midwest nice, it's so small town, this show.
I love it.
It's like, hey, my friend was just on the line with you. Hey, girl.
I got people texting me. Y'all just talked to my boss for Am I the Jerk? That's crazy.
You just are reminded how small Milwaukee is when we start talking to our listeners, let me tell you.
I enjoy it.
What'd you do this weekend, Lori?
I got my third stripe on my white belt for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I was named Dean's List for the summer semester.
Well, look at you.
Keep flexing on us like that, Lori.
I barely went for one walk this weekend, and she's getting a new belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
Earning stripes, baby.
It's impressive.
And making the Dean's List?
Yeah. Somebody else texted in, they went to Old World Wisconsin Legends and Lore.
Ooh.
And then somebody else said they bought their Halloween costume and got sushi this weekend. So
eventful.
A big mix of everything. But Lori, you were the most productive, clearly.
You win.
Because your coworker was drinking at a bar and you were actually getting a new belt in jiu-jitsu. We come back every week with a brand new prize. This week, Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at Fiserv Forum November 20th, like soon,
yep.
A month or so away.
Don't remind me.
We've got your tickets at 7:45 this morning. So
you're welcome.
If you're going somewhere, getting out of the car, maybe you're going into work or you just dropped your kid off, you're going back home or something.
All feasible.
You can listen to us either on the Odyssey app on your phone or on your Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee, and then you won't miss the Jonas Brothers tickets, okay?
Win all day long.
You're welcome. 7:45 this morning. Let's go with what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
I'm sorry, I have to say this on the air. It's making me laugh because off the air we're like, it's like throat clearing season. Mm-hmm. It's the fall where we're like,
oh yeah. I throw on a sweater, I immediately go to it's my morning cadence.
Made me laugh because we were both clearing our throats at the same time. Okay, what would DZ do this morning? Somebody feels like a bad person. Is that what I see here?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well,
it's throat clearing season. I'm telling you. Let me get a drink of water.
Fact, go ahead. Do you. I'm going to hold this down. Ellen wrote in. Ellen wrote in. Everybody's going to be clearing their throat now.
Everybody out of it, not without realizing they're doing it. Okay, Ellen wrote in and said.
Ellen wrote in and says, I feel like a bad person and wants to know what to do. Says, lately I've been feeling bad, not just about myself, but a lot of the things around me in general. I'm in my mid-20s, dating someone almost twice my age, just turned 50. I'll be honest, he takes care of me, and I allow him to, even though I don't need him to.
You need a daddy, do you? I said what I said. Ooh, go on.
We're a sentence in.
Oh, my bad. Too early to judge? My bad. The alley came out of me. My bad.
I've lost friends over this relationship because people continue to call me a gold digger. I've tried to explain over and over that caring for someone is his love language, and no one really believes me. It's getting to the point where I'm starting to believe them and wondering if I'm even a good person.
Jeesh.
Here's part of why. I do still talk to other guys. Not to cheat or to leave my man. It's all casual conversation on social from people that message me, but there are some guys that are definitely interested in me. I have not and would not ever allow something to come from it while with my boyfriend.
Oh, God.
But the thing is, he's not interested in having children. And even though neither am I now, I don't know if that will ever change.
Yikes.
All of these things happening are making me wonder if I should continue this relationship or if I'm a horrible person for staying and letting things run their course. I don't know if we'll be together forever or not, but ultimately, I want to be happy and for my partner to be happy as well. What would you do, Ellen?
Well, Ellen has really talked herself into why this is okay and justified it all, hasn't she?
She's in a predicament.
She's kind of saying, well, I know that I'm not working, or I'm assuming she's not working, right?
Well, she said she doesn't need him to.
What does that mean?
I'm assuming she works but doesn't have to spend her own bag. You know what I mean? All of her earnings are going into savings, basically.
You know what? If you just put, first of all, she's in her 20s, he's 50. But put that aside, it sounds like she's not even into him.
Ooh, why do you say that?
Because she's talking to other dudes and going, well, I won't cheat, but I'm getting attention from other guys on the internet. And I'm like, and then she's justifying it by saying, but he's okay with everything and he just wants me to be there and love him. So it's okay that I'm taking his money because I'm doing whatever he wants, even though that's how she's justifying it.
And it's,
I'm
and it's
giving
turning
him everything he needs. Mm-hmm. Well, does he know you're talking to other men online? Does he know that though?
I mean, buddy's in his 50s.
So?
I'm assuming there's a level of maturity and difference in maturity.
Yeah.
They probably don't have too many friends in common, let's be honest. So they're spending time together. And when they're apart, they're spending time apart.
Are they together because she loves him or because he's got... I don't get it.
At no point in time did anything say anything about love in this entire letter, right? So I don't think love is a situation
here. She said, I tried to explain that caring for someone is his love language. Mm-hmm. So that's how she's justifying
that's
it.
That's his love language.
Yeah. Then you can be a caretaker and get paid for that. I mean, honest to God, I said what I said. Sorry, I'm being judgmental again. What would DZ do?
Oh, I'm loving
not,
listening,
this
dog.
Is not what would Allie do? Allie's on one on a Monday morning. What would you do?
Man, straight
honestly,
up.
honestly, forget everything I said. Forget all my judgment. What would you do?
I wasn't even listening. So good. No, I'm playing. But for real, I'd let it be. She's worried about everybody else. She's going ahead and letting other people impose their thoughts into their relationship. If they're good, even through this, as weird and as awkward as this sounds, maybe this is their relationship. There are relationships out there that are this strange.
Yes, I agree.
I think she's letting too many outside people get up into her ear.
I agree.
If they're enjoying their time, if he likes to take care of her, if she's good with it and he's good with it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Only problem I see is her partly entertaining
the other dudes.
Conversation.
That's the problem. She's emotionally cheating.
Emotionally unavailable. And if that's if that's good with them, that's good with them. I think she needs to let this run their course. I don't think they're going to be together forever.
No.
They're going to date for another season and a half tops. And then there's the age will start to show.
And one of the guys she's talking to online is going to catch her eye too.
And he's going to start to show. I don't think this is a ruin a relationship situation. I think y'all just break up organically. Don't break up because you're letting other people in your ear.
I agree with you as well about the outside people shouldn't matter as long as nobody's getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The outside voices matter when you're in an unhealthy situation. If nobody's getting hurt, I'm kind of with you on that, even as strange as it is.
And it doesn't sound like anybody's getting hurt right now.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying let it run its course. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do your thing. When that relationship is done, you will know.
All right. What do you guys think? She's 20. He's 50. 25, I guess. He's 50. He pays for everything. They say she's a gold digger, but she's like, no, caring for someone is his love language. She does entertain a few other dudes. Just talking.
It's on social media. Talking. She's not going out with nobody else. She's just responding back. Casual conversation.
She wants to be happy and for her partner as well. What would you do? We'll take your calls and texts next. 1-414-533-1037.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So we're talking about Ellen, who's dating a much older man and feels like a bad person because of the whole scenario.
Yeah.
Can we go to Destiny first in Milwaukee? Because she said something that made me laugh that I have to bring up on the air. Destiny, good morning.
Hands in the air if you're the true player. Hey. Oh my God, Allie.
What?
I'm coming over right now.
Why?
Whatever's in your cup, I want it in my cup.
You know what it's called? It's Lexapro.
Prescription.
The doc got me back on some good stuff. I'm feeling happier these days.
Let's get it.
You
think I'm joking?
I'm about to go see your doctor. Can your doctor call my doctor? They could be doctors.
Girl.
I'm just saying.
Hashtag mental health awareness. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
Y'all missed that line. Dusty said, can your doctor call my doctor and we can be doctors?
Man, I'm just saying, pretty soon DZ going to be in there going, yeah, and then I'm going to be like, oh, he drunk the wrong cup. That wasn't his cup. That was Allie's stuff.
Look, it's actually a true tie between I washed my hair this morning, which makes you feel really good and upbeat, or the Lexapro.
Maybe a combo of both.
You be the judge.
Should be 50-50.
I have no shame in either one of them, so here you go. Destiny, what do you think Ellen should do, though, seriously?
Help her out, for real.
So, DZ, do you keep saying, let it run on its course. If that man keep running, she's gonna have to give him out to mouth. She's gonna outrun him. Bro, no, don't let him run its course. Look, she obviously feeling some type of way because she's looking for outside help. She knows deep down inside she kind of done, but she just don't want him to be done because she worried about where he gonna be because he at that age where he don't want to be on the websites no more, dating.
But at the same time, I get it, he's 50, but you guys, Jennifer Lopez is 50.
Don't talk about my wife.
But when you think about 50, he's not old, really.
At the end of the day,
he's going to be fine.
Look at that big old dating pool she could go
hold on with all that money. Destiny, let me stop you right there because this man is 50 years old, bagging a 25-year-old. You got to think, he's got to have some type of fitness to him.
Not really.
It's called money.
Money can make you look any size. Ask Kevin Hart.
Okay, for sure. Touche. Okay.
Kevin Hart.
Anyway.
Look at his wife. She tall. You know, I'm not saying nothing about him, but.
No, but he's funny.
Money make you look any taller.
He's funny. That's why. It's not the money, it's the funny.
Right. It's not the money, it's the funny. But Destiny's saying, let it go. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, yep, yeah, let, I it, agree. Let it.
Yep.
She's only there because she feels bad. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing when you see couples who find out they were staying together because they were worried the other person couldn't survive without them. They were both miserable.
Look, she said she might want kids. He don't want no kids, but she might, like, okay, you're still in your 20s. You might not want them till you're, like, 30 or so. Now what you going to do? You done spent all this time with this dude. You could have been looking for someone who wanted kids and could have had them even a little bit earlier if that's what you really want.
She
but you don't know right
life.
Now because you, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All those years, chilling. You're right. She could have met someone else.
Are we talking about biological clock ticking on the ladies' end now? Because that don't even matter nowadays for most people.
Not biological clock, just wasted time. Like, you meet somebody else when you're 30 and you go, I could have been spending more years with you. I was wasting time with an old dude I didn't even like.
Well, it wasn't the moment. It wasn't the right moment.
I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
Everybody else got their own advice.
All right, I shouldn't say 50s old. Look at J-Lo. My God, she looks better than half you 25-year-olds. I said what I said.
That part.
All right, let's keep it moving.
Okay. Destiny. We appreciate you, fam.
Coming to get some coffee right now. Okay, bye, guys.
I'll put Lexapro in it. Not an ad, but it should be. Kelly is calling from Sussex this morning. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Thank you for your patience. Destiny always takes a little longer because we all like to talk, you know?
That's okay.
What do you say, though? Help Ellen out. I don't know if my advice is good today, actually.
I think that she should move on. I was kind of in the same situation, but I was the older person.
Oh, wait. I was like, what? What? You got a sugar daddy? I didn't know about this.
Nah, she was sugar mama.
Ah, go on.
Yeah, the person wants children. I don't. And so I think that she should move on because she may resent him later on if she wants kids and he doesn't.
I hear what she's saying. Okay. She thinks that maybe she doesn't want kids now, but mm-hmm. she thinks she can maybe finesse him into having kids if she changes her mind later, maybe.
She might be able to, but then he'll be miserable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just saying. Ooh. And then the resentment builds up. Either way, the resentment builds.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kelly's saying, either mm-hmm. it builds because you didn't have him or it builds and you do.
Because you did.
Which means it's not a match.
Ooh, it might not be.
All right. Kelly, take your own advice, by the way.
I know.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Tony and Racine. How about him this morning? This wild man. Get a theme song called 5 days in a row. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Hey, talk to us, man.
I know it's hard to follow Destiny, but here you are. Destiny and Kelly.
He'll find a way. What's your advice for Ellen today? I know you're going to say something wild.
I honestly think she should follow her friend. I think she should listen to him. I don't think she's in a position where she needs to be.
Ooh, saying let it go too.
I honestly think she should let it go. I mean, if she's entertaining other people on the internet, regardless of the situation, it means she's coming up with a plan B and a C and a D.
Ooh.
You know, so like to me, there is no reason for you to be in a relationship. If his love language is caring, well, taking care of other people isn't caring for him.
Yikes.
Tony just literally blew my mind with that thought. He's saying it's her love language, not his.
Not his.
Oh, my. And she's telling herself she's fulfilling him because it's her love language.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Why did it take us three callers to get to this? Oh, my gosh.
Because Tony's a genius.
I'm a professional in love.
That's not what I thought Tony was going to say, though, at all.
I thought Tony was going to be like, to each his own, everybody sleep with all of them.
Just become a throuple.
Yeah.
No. I am true romantically type of person where everybody should be respectful to one another in a relationship. If you're not going to be in a relationship, again, teach your own. Let's go that route. But you're in a relationship, and if you want to convince yourself your love language is what his is, and you making it okay for what you're doing, it's not fair, and it's not okay because, he may be old. He still has feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could still mentally be messing with him because maybe he wants more than what you're assuming.
Dang.
Okay.
I think she should listen to her friends and move on. She's 20. She has a long life ahead of her.
Yeah.
Let her live her life and stop messing with people who have money.
Yep.
Go get a job. Go get your own money.
We appreciate you, Tony. Okay.
Okay. He did it. Thanks, Tony.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
We can't do it. Not get to Amanda. She'll never forgive us today if we don't talk to her quick. Amanda is in Racine this morning. Amanda.
Number one.
Hey.
Over here.
Amanda, what's your advice for Ellen, who's in her mid-20s, dating a guy who's 50?
Last advice. You gonna agree or no?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going a different direction.
Ooh.
I think you need some new friends, honestly, because no matter how stupid you are, your friend is supposed to support you and back you up.
Ah! No matter how stupid you are, your friends are supposed to back you up. Now, that's another debate for another day.
I know, that's right.
Because you're one or the other.
Well, think about it, though.
I tell my friends when they're real stupid, though.
If your friends are backing you up, then maybe you can reap some of the benefits from the gold-digging situation you're in right now.
I guess you're right. If we're going to support, might as well we might as well all be going to dinner at this point.
For all we know, he's got a yacht, and we could all be yacht rocking.
Now
we're down 20 assists. There you go. Everybody dating.
Jeez, thanks, Amanda. See you on the boat.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
So we were in the car this weekend. Owen and Hudson asked me, what is this song about, Mom? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I go, it's a song about meeting up with your ex one last time. Is it a bad idea, right? And they go, is it a question or is it a statement? They were very into this conversation.
Yes, kid. Yes.
You know, whatever you say, you know, there it is.
Wow.
Just wanted to remind everyone that we do have Jonas Brothers tickets this morning.
That's right.
7:45.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to tell you a funny story about Owen and Hudson this weekend because they were at my house and we went out to dinner because I didn't feel like cooking.
I feel that.
And we were having a good old dinner, and I said to them, hey guys, we really need to go on a trip. Like, we have nothing planned.
Yeah.
I said, Mommy's going to Mexico in a few weeks. They go, what?
I dropped a hammer on them.
I did. They go, what? I go, I'm going with my girlfriends, okay?
Y'all not coming.
You're not coming, though. And I go, but we need to go on a trip together.
Right.
We talked about going to California to see their aunt, my sister, mm-hmm. maybe New York to see my other sister.
Coast to coast.
We got places to go, but nothing. We haven't really planned anything, and the holidays are upon us, right?
Yeah, that's true. And it will be a good time with school because they got break coming up.
Right. Mm. So I said, let's talk about ideas and trips. Our dream vacation. Do you want to go on a beach? You want to go to amusement? Like, what would anything?
If you could go and pick where we're going, what would you want, boys? Mm-hmm. What were the answers?
And without missing a beat, Owen shouts out, Legoland. And then Hudson shouts out of nowhere, Ohio.
Because you want to go to Rock and Roll Museum?
I don't know where Ohio came from. This kid said, Ohio. And I go, Ohio?
It'll be cheap, I'll tell you that.
That's what I said. I go, and boring. I go, I've been to Ohio. What do you want to do there? Literally, go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and leave? That's it.
And yeah, that's about it. Well, they got a decent zoo over there.
Great. I got one in Milwaukee, too. That's just fine. Hudson, Ohio, of all the places in the world is your oyster. I want to go to Ohio.
Let me find out y'all are going to Ohio on vacation.
We're not. Trust me.
Put down on that.
Might as well take them to the Dells.
Yeah, it'd be more expensive at the Dells. I ain't gonna lie.
So I just thought, we're probably not going anywhere. Let's be real.
Oh, fingers crossed that you take these boys somewhere.
We'll go somewhere cool. But
even if it is just the Dells, honestly.
Even if it's Ohio, we're going somewhere, DZ.
I'll drive y'all.
Okay.
I ain't gonna pick y'all up.
You can't. You're having a baby. Never mind.
Oh, that's right. I'm busy.
Speaking of babies, Am I the Jerk is coming up next, and it involves someone who wants to know if they're the jerk for outing a pregnancy.
Huh?
Yeah, just hold on, and I will explain next.
Okay.
Am I the Jerk is on the way. And then Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45. 103.7 Kiss FM.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So today's Am I the Jerk involves a pregnancy.
Well, then, I think I might have some ideas about this already.
Okay, good, because this involves a man and woman who are having a baby, and she's upset that he told somebody before she okayed it.
Oh.
The submission is, Am I the Jerk for telling my mom my wife is pregnant? Yikes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, Tim wrote in, and he wants to know if he's the jerk. You can always submit to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com.
Please do.
Email us, or just slide into the DMs. That works, too.
It's safe.
Yes, exactly. Here's what he said. He said, a few days ago, my wife and I found out that she's pregnant.
Yay, congratulations.
Yay. We'd been trying for about a year, and after she had experienced a miscarriage, we hadn't planned, but we're obviously both super happy and excited to become parents now.
Right.
So yesterday, I went out to lunch with my mom, and I told her the news, to which she was thrilled for my wife and I.
Of course.
I didn't think anything of it until I told my wife that I told my mom, and she immediately got upset with me. She said she wasn't ready for people to know, given how her last pregnancy had ended. And so when I asked her why that's such a big deal, all she could say was, it just is, and that I wouldn't understand.
Sure.
In my defense, it's not just her news to share, it's ours. And I feel like it was completely reasonable to tell my mom, as she's an immediate family member who I'm close with.
Right.
Yeah. I also know for a fact that my wife told her sister, so I don't see how me telling my mom is a problem.
Yeah.
She also never communicated she wanted to keep it to herself. A day later, and she's still very much so mad at me. I'm getting the silent treatment. She avoids me like I'm the one who did something bad.
Dang, son.
While I understand it's her body, I think it's unfair that she can tell her support system, but I'm not allowed to tell mine.
Right.
Am I the jerk? Tim. So is Tim the jerk for telling his mom that his wife was pregnant without his wife being okay with that?
Tim. Timmers.
This is one Timmy. Of those where I'm truly going to sit back and you can give all the input you want, DZ, for multiple reasons. One, you're about to have a baby.
Right, right.
But I've never gone through a miscarriage and I will never understand what that's like. And I know that it's hard for, I don't even want to speak on it because I don't know what it's like getting pregnant after that.
I can only imagine.
I don't know.
What your body, one, goes through and then two, goes through again and the sensations and the stress and the emotions.
Well, the mental.
The mental, 100%.
Am I going to lose this baby again?
Right.
The fear.
Right.
Well, and then the trauma.
You don't want to start off making everybody else in your family happy and then all of a sudden something bad happens again. Right.
Right, but here's one thing I always wondered when I was pregnant was, okay, so if we tell people we're pregnant before 3 months or we don't tell them, we're still going to have to tell them something. We're probably going to tell them that we had a miscarriage, right? Like, if something goes wrong, they're going to find out anyway, I thought.
Unless you just don't tell anybody. Period. But that's not what happened. She had already told somebody.
She told her sister.
She told her sister. So what was wrong with him telling his support system, his mom?
He just thought, oh, what's the big deal?
No big deal. It's not like she's going to, well, maybe mom got a big mouth. Because I know as soon as I tell my mom, the whole family knows, you know what I mean?
Right.
Ooh.
Okay, 1-414-533-1037. That is the number you have to dial. One, was Tim the jerk for telling his mom that his wife was pregnant before his wife knew about it? She's now mad.
I get why she's mad.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's got reason for it. I think she's just in her feels about the last pregnancy, taking it into this pregnancy.
She's worried.
She's worried and she doesn't want nobody to know that she does not approve.
Okay.
Right?
Right, I think.
I don't know. I don't know.
We're going to talk to some people next. Take your calls and texts.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Tim wrote in to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com, sent an email and wanted to know if he's the jerk for telling his mom that his wife is pregnant. They had experienced a miscarriage. And now they're pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
And he told his mom, his wife was not happy about that, said, you can't do that, even though she told her sister. But they never discussed when they were going to tell people, and they just both kind of told someone right away. Now she's upset.
Right.
Amelia is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Let's pull her up and her theme song, because she called 5 days in a row.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing on Monday morning?
We hanging in there.
You know, I've accepted that it's fall. I've accepted the weather. I've accepted the situation we're in, and I'm feeling better about my life.
And we're getting ready to accept Tim's fate, too, for Am I the Jerk?
You say jerk or not a jerk this morning?
At this one, it was kind of hard to see, but I say jerk, and I'm going to explain why. Okay. I think I understand. I'm not going to say I understand. I haven't been in this position. Mm-hmm. But I can see her point of view. Like, you know, she had a miscarriage. It was traumatic. As a woman, as our body, it, you know, it's a big toll, you know, it gives us. Mm-hmm. But also she should have sat down and talked to her husband, explained to her, you know what, we're pregnant again. But I feel like, you know, expressing herself to him. Another thing, too, I think they should have both waited to tell the people the pregnancy, announced it.
Yep.
Just to be on the safe side, maybe up to 4 or 6 months, just to make sure everything's going good and everything. Because the way I look at it is you're going to stress yourself, you're going to wear yourself, and you shouldn't even have that on your pregnancy.
Yep.
As your pregnancy, you shouldn't even, you shouldn't worry about anything. You know,
they just found out they're already having an issue. She's already stressing herself out over it. You're not wrong about that.
At all. I couldn't agree more.
And that's not fair. Like, I get it. We carry the baby for 9 months too. But, you know, as the father, he's trying to be there as best as he can, you know. And like she told her sister, I mean, this is his mom he's telling.
Right.
And who knows, maybe, but this is a conversation they both should have had. you know, hey, just in case if we, you know, get pregnant again, let's do it this way, this, and whatever the case may be.
That part.
But I think
Amelia, I get it. You're saying that jerk. You're saying jerk. But somebody texted in and said he's not a jerk. Maybe a little insensitive and uneducated because he doesn't know the mental struggles of a miscarriage, but it is his exciting news to share.
Exactly. I hear that.
And then somebody else said, if you don't want people to know, have a conversation like adults.
I mean, and Emilia, correct me if I'm wrong, Latinos and a lot of people in general are just superstitious. So those first 3 months, I really don't think you should be telling anybody,
And that's why I told Ellie. I'm like, especially in the Latino community, like if that a situation like that, it's best, or sometimes even if it's their first pregnancy, it's best just to hold it off, just to be in the safe side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, Emilia, thanks for calling, girl. We'll talk to you later.
You guys have a nice one.
You too. Bye.
Susie is calling in West Allis this morning. Good morning, Susie.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. So we're wondering if Tim is a jerk for telling his mom that his wife was pregnant. His wife was not happy that he did that.
I'm going to have to go with not the jerk. I had a miscarriage as well. Mm-hmm. You need the support. He told his mom. It's not like he told somebody else. He told his mom. He needs that emotional support as well, especially if they do have another miscarriage. Everyone's going to wonder what's going on. I just think they both need people on their side that love and support and the blessings, and hopefully everything goes well. But I don't think he's a jerk. It's his baby as well.
Somebody texted in and said, I don't like the wait to tell. Those are the people to support in a pregnancy loss. No reason to wait to tell close family and close friends.
I hear that.
Exactly. You need that support. You really do. It's a tough time. Having a miscarriage is really emotional, very tough. But without those people around you, you just need people to support you. You really do.
And it's not like they publicized it on social media or anything. Mm-hmm. They each told one person that they're really close to.
Do you know what a text said? What? Somebody said she doesn't have a good relationship with her mother-in-law.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Oh. That's a different layer.
Or the mother-in-law's got a big mouth, right?
Like my mom.
Like me. Yeah, like same. Bowen told me to be
on.
It is big news.
It is
really,
you know?
Really big news for sure. Okay, so Susie says not the jerk for telling his mom.
Not the jerk.
And Susie had a miscarriage, so she's speaking from experience. It's not the way I expected this to go. I thought it would have been the opposite.
Oh, like, okay.
I thought Amelia would have said not the jerk and Susie jerk. I don't know. We're split either way.
Well, let's find out.
Susie, thank you. Thanks for sharing your experience and giving your input this morning.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Jenna's in Muskego. Jenna, how nice it is to be you as the tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk?
Big shoes.
She is a jerk.
Oh, just like dirt.
Oh, that was quick.
Why?
Go on.
She's a jerk. I had a miscarriage as well really early on, like eight or 9 weeks in. And we told, like, our parents, and then my mom told everybody, all of her friends, and then clearly that didn't work out. And then you have to just go tell all those people, you know, you're bad news.
She told everybody you were pregnant. Yeah, and then you got a miscarriage, and then it was uncomfortable. Right. Yeah.
Jenna's mom got a big mouth like our moms.
Yeah.
She does. And it just makes things, like, awkward. And then obviously we have, our daughter's almost 12. And even when I got pregnant with her, like, it's still, like, you just, like, freak out about it. So, like, you just feel like if you're going to have, you know, bad karma again or, you know, things aren't going to work out. And then you have to go tell those same people again. So when she says that to her husband, oh, you wouldn't understand, I feel like that's something that he wouldn't get. I think it has to.
She's saying he doesn't understand because she's the one who physically went through the miscarriage.
But he went through it with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not physically, but mentally, emotionally. Mm-hmm. He's her partner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He lost a kid, too.
Jenna's still saying, the jerk.
Yep.
He's a jerk.
All right.
That should be something that they should have to discuss, and then they can tell people when they want. But until they have that conversation, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Well, that was the biggest problem to begin with, was they didn't even agree or talk about when they were going to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first issue. And then they both went and told other people and got mad.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thanks for calling, Jenna. We appreciate it. So it's jerk today. It's jerk.
It's jerk.
Tim's a jerk for telling his mom that his wife is pregnant.
Sorry,
Tim.
For real, though.
Well, coming up next, don't go anywhere, because we're kicking off Monday morning with a new prize, which is tickets to see the Jonas Brothers when they come to town in like a month. They're coming to Fiserv November 20th.
Woo!
And Joe's single now, ladies. Just saying. He could be your little boo thing. Tell him you're next. Kiss FM. Oh, Jonas Brothers coming to town. A little over a month to Fiserv Forum. They're going to be here November 20th, and we're halfway through October, my friend, if you can believe that. It is October 16th.
It's basically time for the concert. Don't miss
it. Wow. Yeah, it's basically time for the Jonas Brothers to come to town.
For real.
To Fiserv. Let's take caller 33, because there's three of them. And we're going to be sending you to see them next month, November 20th, at Fiserv. 1-414. You have to dial 1-414-533-1037. Good luck. It's the Jonas Brothers coming to town. You can... they're so cute.
Jonas Brothers.
Kiss FM. They're coming to town November 20th. Going to be at Fiserv. Woo. Joe, Kevin, Nick.
Maybe even Frankie's pulling up.
They're all grown up with kids. Maybe. He's babysitting for Joe. Yeah. Since Joe's going through a divorce right now.
He's
let's
back
be
in the
real.
Hotel with the kids.
Didn't work well. Sarah is calling from Racine this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you up to today?
Taking kids to school. Ooh. Like always.
Like always.
I see.
The and then, routine.
And then what are you going to do? Go home or you go to work after that?
I am off today.
Ooh, so lucky you.
Yes, go home and love every minute of
well,
it.
Hold on. Let's guess what she does if she's off on a Monday. Hairstylist?
Ooh, could be a hairstylist.
Could be a healthcare worker.
Maybe she's a private chef.
What? Do we have any other guesses?
A professional athlete. She doesn't have a game today.
True. Mm-hmm. She could be. Well, what do you do?
Healthcare industry.
Yes!
Oh, you were right. Oh, okay. I see you.
I had to think about it. It could have been a lot of jobs, honestly. It could have been a cop. It could have been anything.
True.
I mean, you could have had all kinds of schedules. Well,
Sarah, what would you like to do as far as starting off your day off today?
It would be ideal to win some concert tickets.
Wouldn't it, though? Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
We got to talk to
just
the winner.
Just kidding, Sarah.
You won, Sarah. You're going to Joe
Bros.
Yes.
You're going.
Oh, yay. Awesome.
Congratulations. You're going to be seeing
Thank
the guys.
So
oh, you're welcome. November 20th, they're coming to Fiserv. Congrats. Hold on. We need more info, though, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank
good.
You.
We made her nervous. She said, wait, what?
I love doing that to people. Oh, thanks for calling. Bye.
See you later.
Can you imagine? You wasted all my time. You think you're winning tickets and we're just screwing with you the whole time.
We wouldn't do that to people.
Yes, we would.
Yeah,
another
we
chance
would.
Tomorrow, same time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Friends of the couple say, quote, they were so happy together at the SNL after party.
Oh, were they?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce now openly holding hands in public, and I'm loving it. Why am I enjoying this little love affair?
I don't know, because
I think it's
cute.
And everybody says positive things about both of them, which
mm-hmm.
is rare
mm-hmm.
that so many men and women are saying, Travis is great, he's funny, he's a nice guy, he's just a good dude all around. And then people say the same thing about Taylor, you know, she's Taylor. And I'm like, what? This is not what I saw. I never pictured her ending up with an NFL player. Of all the, like,
out of everybody.
The nicest way, the toxic masculinity, like, branches you could go into of all of them.
You didn't think the queen of breakups would end up with a goofy football player?
But I love it. I love it. I think they're cute together. It doesn't mean they're going to last forever, but they're 33 and 34. They're the same age.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They're both on top of the world with their careers right now.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be having a good time, and she was on SNL for 5 seconds. Nobody knew she was going to be there. She introduced Ice Spice, who was the musical guest.
Sure.
So that was the big surprise, was that Taylor went, and now Ice Spice. That was the entire appearance
on
SNL.
And now I'm gone.
100%. And then her and Travis left holding hands, and they went out and had a date night. So
you think they exchanged friendship bracelets?
Yes. I think they exchanged more than friendship bracelets.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
Come on. They're in their mid-30s.
I mean, it's very early in the relationship. I feel like maybe they're taking their time to just learn
not.
Each other, know
Get out
each
of here
other.
With that nonsense.
You ain't there?
Come
you
on.
You ain't buying it?
No, they're having sleepovers. I would say so. Yeah. Wouldn't you? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. We've got Jonas Brothers tickets all week. We gave them away at 7:45. But you can win them again tomorrow at 7:45.
Just be ready for the next chance if you already missed the one today. That's all.
Right. And then if you go to our website, two things up for grabs on our website. If you're just bored at work or bored doing nothing, Adam Sandler tickets. He's coming to Fiserv.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a trip to Doja Cat. See her in Miami at 1037kissfm.com.
Just to keep you tied over until tomorrow with more winnings. You could do it all again.
Exactly. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk about what happened to DZ this weekend.
I don't want
to. Didn't happen to me, but I'm mad. Didn't even happen to me, and I'm mad.
I'm still salty, bro. Like,
I don't blame you. It involves a car.
Man.
And then need I say more? Okay.
Nope.
We will talk about what happened to DZ and why your customer service sent me over the edge when you told me the story this morning.
Let me go scream real quick.
We'll talk about it next. Sucker.
Just to add insult to injury. Just to add insult to injury, Allie. Only you.
Sucker. Me? Rub it in? Yes. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Before we get into the chaos that was your customer service that you got this weekend, which has already made my blood boil from hearing part of the story, DZ and I have this game going on in the studio where we hide a $5 bill. And he hit it last. It took maybe a month or two for me to find it.
Like a month and a half, yeah.
And then I hit it, and now he forgot that I just said, where's the five? And he started frantically looking. It's hidden in the studio somewhere.
It's been 2 weeks, and now I don't even care about talking about my car anymore. But I still now care because I'm just double mad.
You're mad. You want to go look for the five, don't you?
I'm double mad, and I want to use my anger about my car situation to find this five.
I will tell you, I heard part of it, and my blood was boiling. So let's start at the top about what happened with the car.
All right. So just to make a long story shorter, we had to take our car in. We ran across something across the road when we were in our vehicle, and it got a nail in our tire, right?
Okay.
Took a chunk out the
this
tire
weekend.
And put a nail in it over the weekend. So naturally, I bring it to the place that I know where to bring, where we brought it the whole time, to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I recently bought a car a little over a year ago, but it's still a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Under warranty, the 10-year, 100,000-mile, whatever. Bring it in. It's got the tire warranty package. So like, oh, you guys should be able to fix this for us. We could be on our merry way. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great.
Pull up about 12:45.
This is on Saturday?
On Saturday. And I'm like, hey, you guys, you know, we got our car here. We've got it serviced here. We've done everything here. We got our warranty tire package.
Yeah.
You guys can check it out. We need a new tire. There's a nail in it.
Mm-hmm.
Non-repairable. The nail's sticking out. They check it out. They're like, yeah, you definitely got to get it repaired. But
you're
bad
like, no kidding.
But bad news, Papa. We can't do anything until Monday.
This is Saturday at noon.
Saturday at 12:45. The kicker is the tire department, where they're supposed to get the tire from for our vehicle, closes at noon on Saturdays. And they're not open on Sundays. So we about 45 minutes late to being able to get our tire changed when, I'm sorry.
It's under warranty.
This just happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it didn't happen at 11 a.m. and it didn't happen until after 12.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm a little flustered.
Is the car drivable?
No. The car is not drivable.
Got it.
It's got a chunk missing out of the tire. Thankfully, not leaking. But it's not safe because of how far this nail is protruding outside the tire.
No, it's a no-go.
It's a no-go.
We got to get it fixed.
So the guy's like, listen, we can't. We absolutely can't do anything until Monday.
Okay, and I'm like, what are you going to do about it, bruh?
Right. So,
I'm on warranty. What am I supposed to do with my car? Then what happens?
Exactly what I said. And he was like, well, the reality is, I mean, the only thing I could suggest is you just take it home and bring it back on Monday.
What?
To what I went, hell to the no. What are you talking about?
You want me to leave?
And drive on a nail in my tire? That isn't, it's not a safe nail. It's not like it went through and it's all the way and it's good, no leaks, I could patch it. No, this was a nail.
He's just trying to push you off, right?
Exactly.
Is that the way it kind of felt?
Push me off. And I looked at him dead in his eyeballs and went, my boy, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful, but what do you expect me to do? You want me to null my warranty because I drove on it knowingly with a nail in the tire?
Right, then if you leave, you're going to screw yourself.
If this tire blows on me on the highway,
then
now
say
I got
your fault.
And then AAA gonna be like, well, we gotta tow it. Oh, but no. I'm not doing that. I'd rather leave my car here. And he's like, well, I mean, you could leave it here, but then, you know, you gotta figure it out. I went, what? Excuse me?
What do you mean, leave my car here and figure it out?
Or you take it home.
What's the point of the warranty if you're not gonna help me figure this out?
Exactly. And then Buddy goes, or you could just drive it home. I don't start any paperwork, and we pretend like you just came in fresh on Monday. And I went, nah. No. That's what we're not gonna do, my
guy.
So then
what happens?
They try to see if the tire is fixable. Again, another serviceman comes out there with me. He sees, I show him the picture of the nail. He sees the nail and goes, no, you can't drive on that.
Good.
Not
second
advisable.
Second opinion's in.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, my brother.
And then what happens?
What do you think they could do for me? Don't you guys have a courtesy car or something? And he goes, yeah, they should be able to get you. Like, if you got a warranty, if you got this, they should be able to use a courtesy car, right?
Yeah, you're at a dealership.
Where we got the car from, mind you. Not a random dealership.
You're at the dealership you bought it, and they're not even going, let us get you a rental for the tire we can't fix for the
the warranty you got from us. Oh, this is why my blood was boiling and I haven't heard the ending. Okay, so go on.
Buddy hasn't even offered the rental. The dude outside is the one who told me they should be able to hook you up with a rental or something so you could get around. You can't drive on this car. I say, thank you, bet. Go back inside, talk to the manager, and I'm like, so what's the word?
Yeah.
Like, guy out there said, y'all could hook me up with a rental, a courtesy car, something.
Do
like
they have any idea you're on the radio at this point?
No, not at all.
Even better, because you're getting the true experience.
I don't advertise that when I go out and about.
I don't blame you, but it's hard when you go out and people
pick you out.
Because we want to know how they're treating everybody. I want to know how you're treating everybody.
And this is how they're treating everybody. Yeah. So Buddy told me to basically take the car home and then bring it back and pretend like nothing ever happened on Monday. And I'm like, you do know that we need to use this vehicle. It's a very busy weekend. I got a lot to do. So when I go back in there and ask for the rental, he's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess we can do that, but we can't give you the courtesy rental.
Huh? So what does that mean?
Means I got to pay $40 a day, Saturday to Monday. So $40 Saturday, $40 Sunday, $40 today.
So because, okay, this is
for something
so
that I can't control.
Annoying, because your tire got a nail in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to get it on a Saturday when the tire thing is closed. They told you, good luck, you're still going to cost you $120 in rental fees for the car because it just happens to be on this day.
Oh, and gas on top of that, obviously.
Right. What the hell? You better return that car empty. No hell, no way, dude.
I had to put gas in it this morning. What you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Gee, but I'm laughing, but I'm not really laughing on the inside.
I'm not laughing for you. So now you have a rental you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And a car that's sitting at the dealership.
Mm-hmm,
and we don't know what the update is.
As far as I know, they haven't even started working on it.
Of course not.
I hope they have, but I don't know. But I definitely did leave it over the weekend because I wasn't going to put my pregnant wife or my 2-year-old son inside of a vehicle that could at any moment become a detriment to all of our safety.
And so wait, what happens now today? What if it's not fixable today? You just keep paying for the rental?
Right? Oh, that's my next question.
Oh, hell no.
So I'm like, this feels like it should be comped or something.
Should.
And I don't want to like sound like this guy, but why am I paying for something that I can't control? If my car is covered under warranty, the tires are covered under warranty, wouldn't that warranty also cover a courtesy vehicle if my car can't be fixed within the time frame that you tell me it can?
Because
now I gotta wait a whole weekend. It's not my fault y'all close at noon.
We have listeners texting and they could have fixed it, but no, you can't do that, and then the warranty's void again. You gotta do all this through. I know how these warranties work. I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I got
you
a tire repair kit in my car. I could have taken the nail out and patched the tire myself,
but then they won't acknowledge the warranty. I got you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I understand.
You see my conundrum?
Yes. And I understand why you're sweating.
I'm mad.
Because how annoying to go to the place you bought it and expect someone to
take care
find
of you?
A solution. Yeah. Find something for me. This is setting.
Dude, I don't even know.
Okay.
I'm mad.
Listen, you're not the first person this has happened to, okay? I'm telling you. 1-414-533-1037. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I'm dying to hear what happens when you call them to see if they're going to fix it today or it's going to take days, weeks.
I might call in a second just to find out because I want to know because my car's now been sitting there for 2 days. I don't want them to forget about my car and all of a sudden it's Monday night and they go, oh, it's 5. The tire department's closed again. We forgot. It's not going to be till Tuesday and another $40. Oh, all right.
All right. We'll talk to you next. We're going to take your calls and texts. I see the texts coming in. Don't worry. We're going to get to you. Olivia Rodrigo, 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, talking about DZ's nightmare of a Saturday when he got a nail in his tire.
Worst day of it to happen. We were so busy running around. We had to go cross town, back and forth. All of a sudden, I got to make a dealership trip. And you tell me my car's not going to be ready till Monday?
And then they tell you you got to pay for the rental, even though you have a warranty. Good times. Let's go to Julie in Oak Creek this morning. Julie, she got her own theme song.
Hello.
Hey, morning,
girl.
Julie.
Are you coming to fix DZ's tire? Or I'm just kidding. This is not going to be me.
It'll null the warranty. Don't touch my tire.
Don't touch anything. What do you think?
I won't touch anything, I promise.
Good.
Talk to us, Julie.
So I had kind of a similar situation just last week. My car did this very strange, like, jolt forward, almost like somebody had rear-ended me.
Oh, yikes.
RPMs went through the roof, and then I had, like, no power, nothing was working, and then it, like, clicked into gear, and then everything was fine.
Ooh, sounds like a blown transmission.
Yeah, so then what happened?
So I took it to the dealership because this particular dealership offers anyone who purchases a car from them a dealership warranty, engine, transmission,
right,
et cetera.
Sure.
I'm like, okay, I have to take it here because I don't want to pay for this.
Right.
Like, whatever it is, I am not paying for it.
We get it. You're like DZ. You're trying to honor the warranty or whatever. So then what happened?
Thank you.
Exactly. So we dropped it off the night before. They were supposed to work on it at 7:40 in the morning. At 11:30, we still haven't put your car in the shop yet.
Dude.
So then at 1:30, I'm like, hey, so is it in the shop yet? And he's like, well, just because you had an appointment at 7:40 doesn't mean that's when we actually work on it.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Hold on. Excuse me?
This is another side topic about when you get an appointment for your car, you take it, but they don't start working on it till they feel like it because they're busy with other stuff. It's like, what was the point of the appointment I made for the time I made?
Exactly.
If you had others, I told everybody's been through this or twice.
Exactly.
But I've seen it a million times.
Makes no sense.
Anywhere you go for car stuff, right?
Oof.
So they literally didn't touch it for an entire day because my husband went past. He said it was in the exact same spot, even though I got a text message saying, oh, we hooked it up to the computer and we found nothing.
She did the drive-by creep. Mm-hmm. I love it, dude. Right.
I'm about ready to do the drive-by creep. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, Julie.
So they had to keep it overnight. Thankfully, I had my husband's car to drive.
Okay, so you had your husband and you guys were sharing a car, basically.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
No. He has a work vehicle.
Oh, but worked out. You got lucky.
His truck was available for me to drive.
Okay,
but,
Julie, you know what? We don't have a work vehicle.
We didn't have the work vehicle. Julie, you at least had an excuse.
Your warranty should have a courtesy rental on it. If it is a warranty, they cover that, and they should not be charging you.
You know what, Julie? I'm gonna give you the number for my dealership. You're going to call for me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Julie. Bye.
All right, bye.
Jessica is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right. What's your horror story?
Make me feel better.
Okay, so we bought a used car, and we paid the additional amount to get the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks later, check engine light pops on. Cool. Mm-hmm. Take it back in there. They keep it for a couple days, give us a courtesy vehicle. Okay, everything's fixed. Give us some paperwork. We're good. 2 days later, check engine light back on.
Mm-hmm.
So then call them again. Okay, it's going to take a minute for us to get you a courtesy vehicle. Like, we'll call you when we have one. A month later, they call us. Oh, we've got one for you. You can come bring the car in.
A month?
Huh?
A month. Now, mind you, we had the car for about a year. And this would be an ongoing cycle. Every time we'd bring it in, they'd say it's a different problem, fix it, give it back to us. A few days later, check engine light back on.
So either they didn't know, or it just kept happening.
We spent more time in their courtesy vehicles than the vehicle we paid for.
Of course you did. And ended up still needing a new vehicle.
Mind you, 9 pages of fixes later, and the check engine light is still on.
I wouldn't even have that car 9 pages later. 9 pages later, I would have been 1 page. I would have been like, you know what? Just trade it out for something else, man. This car is not my friend.
Jessica's looking. She got a check engine light on right now.
Seriously. Somebody wants to know, though, DZ, what about the spare? Where was the spare in all this?
They didn't put nothing on. They couldn't do nothing to the vehicle. They said nothing about no spare.
And you didn't want to mess with it because of the warranty. Right.
I'm going to let the warranty do what the warranty going to do. I'm going to let their professional opinions take over. The only thing I wasn't going to let take over is them tell me to drive the car home until Monday.
You should talk to them about the rental fee, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's messed up.
I think that's a good idea.
You know what? Thanks for calling, Jessica, and sharing your story. I'm sorry your check engine light's still on.
Oh, but this is the best part of the whole story. The last time I brought it in, because I drive for a living, guess what? Now my mileage is out of the warranty, so not any fixes I've got to pay for.
Oh, and I died. That's the day I died.
Time to trade in.
Bye, car. It was nice knowing you. See you later.
Bye, Jessica. Bye, we appreciate your call.
All right. Well, I hope you get it worked out today. I need the update tomorrow. I think the rental should be free, and I hope your tire gets fixed easy.
Forget tomorrow. I'm about to call right now.
Call, please, God. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.